Ever since Bruce and I got married, he's been the designated driver most of the time, and I've been the designated navigator most of the time. And he has trusted me to get us where we're going. And I think we've always made it eventually. I finally learned, after getting lost a few times over the years, we can get there from here. That has been my motto. Wherever we are, we can get where we need to be from where we are. Most of the time, I love GPS now. You know, people didn't always have advantage of that. I used to love looking at the maps and seeing where things were in relation to one another. But now we have GPS, and that's a good thing if you don't know how to get where you're going. But once in a while, I've discovered if I'm moving the screen or what is pictured on the screen around, I lose where I am. And I hate that, because it's hard to figure out where to go and the best way to get there if you don't know where you are. But something I discovered, I don't know, not that awfully long ago, there's a little icon in the bottom corner of the screen. It says recenter. And for a long time, I just kind of ignored that. I didn't really know what that was about. But I discovered, just by accident one time, that if you tap on that, the map, no matter how far you've gotten off looking for something, puts you right back where you are. I love it. It recenters you, and you see where you are and which way to go to get to your destination. Many things in our lives can become the center of our map. We lose our direction. A new love, a new job, a new pet project, a hobby, a worry. But we can always get where we should be from where we are. Every Sunday, we can focus and recenter our minds. Jesus is the center in our lives, and this meal recenters me as I eat it with the rest of you. As we eat it together, it refocuses me on who the center of my life is. Our Lord always kept his focus. As Robin read this morning, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it. He never lost sight of where he was headed. He could put up with anything along the way. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That will shoot adrenaline into your soul. Let's recenter our minds this morning and our lives as we eat this meal together. Will you bow with me? Our Father, we thank you so much for helping us to refocus and recenter our lives over and over again. We're so forgetful sometimes. We lose our way. We get distracted by so many things. We thank you for this meal that you have designated, that you set aside for us, that we could be reminded every week of how much you love us. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Our Father, we thank you for this fruit of the vine that reminds us of the blood that Jesus shed so willingly for us. We are humbly grateful. We know we don't deserve such a gift, but we pray that we will live our lives worthy of your sacrifice every day. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.